Praise the Lord. Dearly beloved in Christ, greetings to all of you in the name of our Lord and Savior. Let me read again from the gospel portion assigned for today. It comes from St. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 20. St. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 20. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I will not eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with a cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for bringing us together for this time of worship. We thank you for bringing us, Lord, into this your holy sanctuary. We thank you for bringing us amongst our fellow brothers and sisters. And we thank you that we can come together this day to worship, to adore you, and to praise you, Lord, as a community. Father God, as we meditate upon your word, we pray that, Lord, we would be able to hear your voice. Speak to us, Lord, strengthen and sanctify us so that, Lord, we lead our lives for your glory. Bless us all, strengthen us all, empower us through your spirit. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. I'm sure you all noticed today that all of the readings assigned for today dealt with the Holy Qurbana in one way or the other. In the Old Testament lesson, we hear about the Feast of Passover. In the second lesson, we read about the early church and how they came together to celebrate the breaking of bread. In the epistle portion, we read about Paul's description of how Jesus instituted the Holy Communion. And in today's gospel portion, we read about that specific event that Luke records about Jesus celebrating the Last Supper with his disciples, in which he broke bread, shared the wine as a symbol of his impending death upon the cross. So when we come together for the Holy Qurbana this Sunday as well, we must know that we are coming together to remember what Christ has done for all of us. In our human lives, we remember many of the different experiences that we go through, times where we have experienced immense joy, times where we have accomplished great feats. We remember the times where we were blessed by the presence of God or the grace of God experienced in our lives. But also as human beings, we also remember those painful experiences that we have gone through, those experiences that have brought us grief and discouragement, those difficult moments as well. Those also linger on our mind. So when we come together for the Holy Communion or the Holy Qurbana, we have to remember that we are coming together to remember this great event in salvation history that was initiated by God himself. We come to remember with great joy what Christ has done for all of us. But at the same time, we're also remembering the great pain and suffering that Christ endured for our sake. So this experience of coming together and remembering what Christ has done calls us not only to remember with joy what Christ has accomplished for us, but we also are called to remember what Christ endured for our sake, the pain and suffering that he went through, so that we as his children, as his people, could come together this day and worship and praise him and adore him and celebrate his grace, his mercy, and the salvation, the gift of salvation that he has given to all of us. So when we come together for the Holy Qurbana, we are coming together not just to take part in another ritual. We are coming to take place in the life of Jesus Christ himself. We know that our Holy Qurbana liturgy is full of great biblical references, biblically based, giving us a glimpse into the life of Jesus Christ from his birth until his ascension, even looking forward to his second coming. We remember all that Christ has done for us, and we do so joyfully. We do so with expectation. We do so with hope that he has given to all of us. We come together to celebrate this great experience of salvation that Jesus Christ has given to all of us. But oftentimes what happens in our human lives is that we get so used to our participation in the Holy Qurbana that it becomes a mere ritual, that it becomes a mere routine. And so oftentimes we feel as if the Holy Qurbana has lost its significance. This also is true of our human lives. And the things that we do day to day, it becomes routine, it becomes commonplace. And what happens is we even sometimes get bored with the things that we do in our lives. The things in our lives lose their significance, or we are not able to identify the significance of the different experiences that we go through. I'm sure all of you today who drove your cars didn't have much trouble coming here because you've been doing this for many, many years, driving your car, coming to this church, even parking in the same parking place, coming and sitting in the same seat. This is all commonplace and all routine to all of us. So none of this really has much significance. But we have to understand that this can also happen in our spiritual lives as well. Things can become routine. We can just go through the motions and leave here without having experienced anything that God intends us to experience. So we are called to be vigilant when we come together to take part in the Holy Qurbana. We have to come together with preparation. When we come with prepared hearts and minds to receive the grace of God, we will definitely experience the power that is contained in the Holy Qurbana itself. We know that the elements that we use, the bread or the wafers and the wine, these are just common day ordinary elements that have no supernatural power by themselves. Nothing magical happens in the Holy Qurbana. But when we come prepared in heart and mind to receive the symbolic representations of Christ's body and blood, spiritually these elements give us the strength and the nourishment that we need to lead our lives for God's glory, to face the various challenges that come our way, to overcome the obstacles and hindrances that lie before us, to give us joy, to give us hope, to be able to lead our lives for Christ and His glory. So this morning, when we reflect upon the significance of the Holy Qurbana, let's first of all understand that we are remembering, we are coming together to remember what Christ has done for us. And we do this week after week because we as human beings, we tend to be very forgetful. We have to remind ourselves constantly about what God has done. Our life itself is a great and precious gift from God. And we can take life for granted when we don't acknowledge that life comes from God. This Holy Qurbana that we take part in, it is a gift given to us by God. Christ commanded us to take part in it, to remember Him, to remember what He has done, to give us strength so that we live for Him and so that we strive for His kingdom's glory. I also want to draw your attention to two other events that take place in Luke chapter 22. They also speak to us about our preparation in taking part in the Holy Qurbana. When we come prepared, as I said, to receive Christ's body and blood with the right spirit, with the right attitude and perspective, we can definitely experience the power that is contained within this service itself, the experience of God's grace, the experience of His love and mercy, which nourishes us in our day-to-day lives as Christians and as witnesses. But when we don't come prepared, what we do is we render the service itself just as a mere ritual and routine, and it is of no benefit and of no blessing to us. In the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel, immediately after Jesus celebrates the Last Supper with His disciples, we see in verse 24, something happens. It says, a dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. This is happening a few moments after Jesus is sharing His body, or sharing the bread and the wine as symbolic representations of His body and blood. Jesus celebrates the Last Supper, as we know, to prepare His disciples for what is going to happen next, to again predict the suffering that He is going through, to help His disciples to understand that this is all a part of God's plan for salvation. But we see that His disciples were not able to grasp that concept very quickly. And we can't blame them for that. We as people, we are reading this after the fact. And so we have a better basis as to which we can approach this passage and approach the events that take place here. But the disciples may not have had that advantage. But still, we see them failing in having understood exactly what Jesus is trying to proclaim through the celebration of the Last Supper. So a dispute among the disciples began, and they were arguing about who is to be the greatest. And just before this, Jesus broke the bread, blessed the wine, shared it amongst His disciples. When we read about Jesus celebrating a similar situation in John's Gospel, in John chapter 13, when Jesus shares a meal with his disciples before the Passover, we know that in that meal, what does Jesus do? He washes his disciples' feet. We see the master becoming the servant. And that is one aspect of the Holy Qurbana that we must also understand. Qurbana means offering. We are celebrating the offering of Jesus' life that was given to us to give us new life, to give us hope, and to give us the gift of salvation. And so when we come together to celebrate what Christ has offered to us, we also offer our lives back to him as a humble sacrifice of submission and obedience to him. That is what has to happen when we take part in the Holy Qurbana. We must be filled with humility. We must receive the gifts that we receive through the Holy Qurbana with humility, with gratitude, with thanksgiving. And that will definitely change our perspective, our attitude, and our behavior. So the Holy Qurbana calls us to humility, to a life of obedience to Jesus Christ, a life where we lead, a life that we lead in gratitude to Christ for all that he has done. But we see that his disciples failed in that regard. They were arguing amongst themselves about who would be the greatest. That idea of humility, or that characteristic of humility, was not able to be upheld by Jesus' most intimate friends during this very important part in Jesus' life and ministry. So when we come together to build upon our humility, to build upon our attitudes of thanksgiving, to joyfully come before the Lord so that we, when we go out from here, we can serve the Lord with gladness and we can serve the Lord bringing him honor through each and everything that we do. And another event that takes place in this same chapter is Peter denying Jesus three times. Another familiar event that took place that we often meditate upon. Again, Peter was one of Jesus' most trusted friends and apostles. But we see here also Peter failing to have understood what Jesus just did in his commemoration of the Last Supper. He's not able to, again, comprehend and grasp what Jesus is trying to communicate. And so he is overcome by evil influences, by satanic forces, by the devil himself, and he does something so vile. He denies having even known Jesus, and he does it not just once, but three times. And that's again because the significance of this supper that Jesus celebrated with his disciples was not understood by the apostle Peter. And so when we also come without preparation, we'll also miss out on the significance of the Holy Qurbana. Not only that, we won't be spiritually nourished and strengthened. We won't receive the blessings and grace that God wants to provide to us. And what happens is we get distracted by the things of this world, the evil influences that lurk around us, and we will fall into temptation and fall into sin. So we have to remember that the Holy Qurbana, it gives us strength. It gives us strength, maybe not physical strength, but it gives us the spiritual strength that we need to withstand and overcome the evil influences and the forces of evil that lurk around us. So, dear friends, when we come together for the Holy Qurbana, we come to remember what Christ has done for us. We come to celebrate what Christ has accomplished for us. But we also come together to be molded according to Christ's will for us, and that is to be humble people, to be people who lead their lives out of gratitude, out of thanksgiving, with joy. We come to be strengthened and nourished so that we can face the challenges that come before us, so that we can lead our lives for God's glory, not falling into sin and temptation, overcoming those evil influences that lurk about, and to lead a life that is victorious, a life that brings honor and glory to the Lord. So may these words bless us, may these words give us strength, and may these words continue to inspire us to come prepared to take part in the Holy Communion, so that we receive the grace and blessings of our Lord to be strengthened and nourished for his glory. Let us bow our heads in prayer. As we prepare ourselves to take part in the Holy Communion this day, let's pray that we